Hey, shitheads! It's time for another Revengerous podcast of stuff, starring your founders, Breshvik Penicillin, Dr. Tasty,
Yo,
Dirk Kirsch,
Yo,
and El Cocho.
Oh yeah!
And also this week we have Bob Coffee.
What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on?
It's a lot of stupid things happening. Criminals are really stupid. Did anybody fight any stupid criminals recently? Does anybody have any good stories?
Every criminal that I fight is stupid.
Yeah.
You think everyone is stupid, just in general.
And if they were smart before I fought them, then they were stupid afterward from all the brain damage.
Stupid and dead. Well, sometimes people are really stupid, and sometimes that stupidity or insanity, whatever it is, ends up being really tragic. Two 12-year-old girls from Wisconsin, they were convinced by internet legend Slenderman to go and stab their friend. She survived after they stabbed her 19 times and was rushed to the hospital. So maybe she wasn't awesome. Maybe she had some kind of power to help her survive the Slenderman stabbings from her crazy friends.
I don't know. Sounds like they were just really bad at stabbing.
Maybe one of them wasn't feeling it. It seemed, because it's like one of those things where one of them was more psychotic and was convincing the other friend. And the other friend was like, I'm not really into this, but I guess if it'll make me popular.
She survived the stabbing of the Slender Man by being fat.
Aww.
Yeah, how big was he? I mean, yeah. Layers of fat would stop those stabs.
It's either that or they were like small knives or both. But she survived, so that's good news. It's a slight bit of good news in Wisconsin.
That is.
And due to the severity of their crimes, because even though their crime was awful and horrible, and it's stupid and insane to think that Slender Man was telling them to do it, they're going to be tried as adults. They could get 65 years in prison, and they're 12 years old. That's insane. That's insane! Like, I don't know what to make of that. Can you put a 12-year-old in prison for 65 years? I don't know.
Sounds like they can take care of themselves. They stabbed another woman, so...
Yeah, if they're stabbing at an 18-year-old level, I mean... Yeah, why not?
Or they're not, because we just established that they're not very good at stabbing, so they can't really take care of themselves.
Well, we don't know if the girl is an awesome, or if she just had no organs, or...
That's true.
They were bad at stabbing, so...
We don't know.
I think this is a good test for them. You know, there are a lot of stabbings in prisons, so they'll be in prison, and we'll see if they can successfully stab their way to victory.
I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel. Like, obviously... This is a terrible crime, and there's something wrong with these dumb little kids' heads. But 65 years in prison, and you're 12 years old.
I think all children should go to prison at one point in their lives.
It's a good learning experience.
Well, yeah, I guess. We're kind of ignoring the big specter in the room here, and that is Slender Man.
Yeah.
Who exactly and what is Slender Man?
Have you've never heard of Slender Man?
I have not.
No, either. I've never heard of this Slender Man.
Half of our
He's
podcast.
Not a 12-year-old boy.
That's true. I don't know. They think Slender Man would want to date them? All right. Slender Man is like a 10-foot-tall, incredibly thin, faceless creature whose arms and legs can grow into long tendrils. And he can also grow tendrils out of his back. And he's appeared at all of these creepy events throughout history. And he's just kind of standing there while children run away and... people die and blood runs in the streets. That's Slender Man. He's just always there when creepy things happen.
Life's the party.
He's the death of the party. If you are eating pasta and something feels like creepy, it's probably Slender Man. That's what I
heard. Or the greasy Italian man who'd been serving your food.
Hey, it's a Slender Man. I don't really know anything else about him beyond that, but he's... Apparently, people need to kill in order to show their dedication to Slender Man. I don't know that Slender Man gives a fuck, though. How would he show his approval? He doesn't have a face. They constantly...
Maybe he gives you, like, a big thumbs up?
Maybe a really long thumbs up. But, like, you would be killing constantly to try to get his approval. I just want to see him smile or wink or something.
He just puts his long arms in the air, just like waves them about.
They try to put human characteristics on something they don't understand.
Yeah,
I think I seen the Slender Man the other day outside the Payless Shoes. He was outside waving his arms and stuff, talking about a big giant sale going on.
Oh my god, really?
He's big and orange, going woo!
Yeah, I think that was him. That was that was his more flamboyant brother. I don't know what his name is.
Some people call him Flailing Man. Flailer Man. The Slender Man family is doing like that's like their part-time job. That's how they survive. Is they're like those sign twirlers, except like way cooler.
Well, when Slender Man was a baby and he wasn't tall and he didn't have like the long limbs, this explains like why he's so evil now. He wasn't slender. He was actually kind of a fat little kid. So you know what they called him?
Not Slender Man.
They called him the Faceless Wonder because he still had no face. It's cruel. Kids can be so cruel. Sometimes stab their friend 19 times.
I don't know. Must not be a very good friend if by like stab one or two, you're not rethinking what you're doing.
That's what I was thinking. Also, they left her for dead, and that's how she survived, is that they left her for dead, and she was able to stagger.
But rule number one to a successful killing attempt, never leave them for dead. Stay there and make sure they die, because if you leave the scene, there will be a resurrection scene later on.
Look, obviously I'm glad this girl is alive, but, you know, why would you stop at 19? That's an odd number. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe it was her birthday and they stabbed her 12 times and then 7 more for good luck.
To grow on? Yeah. Don't worry. It's not just 12-year-olds who are stupid, as being on the internet would have you believe. People of all ages are stupid. A 19-year-old man in Oregon caused a 3-car crash. Well, I'll ask you guys, what kind of things are dangerous to do while driving? They'd say you shouldn't do.
Eating, texting.
Texting, you shouldn't text. Roadhead. Probably shouldn't drink and drive.
Running into other cars, sleeping.
Nobody said drinking. I think
you shouldn't give Roadhead either while you're driving.
Yeah, don't give or receive.
Playing hide and seek.
Hide and seek peek-a-boo with the other cars. Well, this is sort of a game. At least police are calling it a game. This man, Bradley Mayring of Edmonds, Washington, was driving through the tunnel into Portland, Oregon, and he decided that in this tunnel, he would hold his breath. It's 772 feet long. Yeah. So he passed out. He just passed out! And he caused a 3-car crash. So don't hold your breath in general. Like, just don't hold your breath.
Don't hold your breath.
He was making a wish. If you hold your breath through a tunnel and come out, and you get a wish.
It's true. That's what I've learned. That's why I don't understand the police came out and were like, oh, he was playing some kind of game. I'm like, no. Everyone knows what that is. Do you not?
He's making a wish. I wish I could get Taco Bell after this tunnel.
I mean, it's a waste of a wish, but I understand. And the fact that the police didn't know that that was a thing reinforces once again what we all know. The police have no magic in their lives.
Nope.
Although they did say it was part of a game or superstition. It is superstitious to believe that holding your breath through a tunnel grants wishes. That's stupid. Obviously, the only way you can get wishes is by catching a leprechaun or blowing an eyelash off of your finger. Those are the only ways to do it.
Unless it's 11-11, then you can make a wish then.
Yeah.
Get lucky with a falling star.
Then you're up all night to get lucky.
But people don't realize that those aren't actually, like, stars that are falling, they're meteors, so you're actually using a meteor wishing power, which is only Fry from Futurama was able to do that.
I hear.
And in a comic book.
They're actually the souls of your fallen ancestors that you're wishing on, because even after your elders are dead, you still want them to do shit for you. You're like, Grandma, Grandma, and you see the little twinkle of the star, and she says,
yes. Yes, Bobby. What can I do for you already?
And you say, Grandma, I can have any wish. And the star twinkles and says,
yes, anything your heart desires.
And you're like, I want to sit in front of the TV and watch cartoons. And can you just bring me, like, some snacks? Then the falling star will come down and bring you some snacks.
Does anyone ever wish for, like, a non-concrete wish? Like, they just say, red. Or
of irony.
Song and dance. And the person behind the wish or granting the wish is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I would do it just to fuck.
And they have to interpret what you were wishing for.
To be fair, that's pretty much what happens anytime someone wishes for world peace. Cause what the fuck does that mean? World peace. So words don't even make sense together.
That's a myth.
superstition right there. One more incredibly stupid but incredibly fun criminal, and this was only a misdemeanor, not a long story. The severity of the crime determines how long the story is. But Felsmere police obtained a warrant to arrest Julia Heinbau for the charge of misdemeanor battery. Now you might be thinking, look, on this show we talk about people gutting each other, stabbing multiple times, roasting babies, we've talked about that before, dark evil rituals. Why would I talk about just a simple battery? Well, that's because this woman assaulted someone else in a parking lot with a half-eaten sandwich.
Nice.
Nice.
And apparently that was enough to get her arrested and charged with misdemeanor battery. I don't know if, like, it was a particularly hard-crusted sandwich. Doesn't say. It doesn't say if maybe the person was just kind of a wuss, so when he got hit by the sandwich, he was like, oh, you call the police, I got hit by a sandwich!
It had bacon on it! It
had hot sauce! Oh. It got my eye!
Or if the police just maybe witnessed it.
Assaulted by cold cut.
And
yes, I like it.
Cold cocked by cold cut. Or maybe the police were just there and they witnessed it, and they were like, that's a waste of a sandwich! You're under arrest! Which is what we would have done.
That is a crime.
Yes.
There's starving people out there that could fight with that sandwich.
So because there's not really a lot to talk about with this story, we're going to go around and see what would be your favorite sandwich to get smacked upside the back of the head with.
Well, if someone attempts to hit me in the back of the head with a sandwich, I would just, you know, absorb it and eat it because that's what I do. And I would prefer to get hit in the back of the head with, I don't know, I love sandwiches. I could go for right now I could probably go for bacon cheeseburger.
All burgers are sandwiches. Bob Coffee, what would you want?
If I had to pick a sandwich to get hit by, it would have to be a wish sandwich. That's a kind of sandwich where you have two pieces of bread and you wish you had some meat. Bow, bow, bow.
El Cocho, you're no stranger to the dark sandwich arts.
No, I am not. But I'll have to go a traditional route and say a club sandwich.
Because you're getting clubbed with it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And a kirsch.
And has bacon.
And bacon, yeah.
It'd need to be on some form of pumpernickel.
Nice. Yeah, that's not typical. That's a nice, you're thinking outside the box there with that one. That'd be good. Any
some sort of spinach.
Kind of some kind of like chipotle mayo, maybe.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Balance out those flavors. I don't know what like the specifics of mine would be, other than it would have to be some form of pastrami sandwich. Pastrami is the most superior sandwich of all sandwiches, so I assume it would also be in that situation, right? I mean,
it's the bacon of luncheon meats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the only way to really get a pastrami sandwich is to go to an overpriced deli.
Yeah, but that's why it's even better that someone is hitting you with it. Because they're wasting their own money to hit you with a sandwich, and then you get all their pastrami.
Good strategy.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Or you could just go to the deli inside the bookstore of the supermarket down in the Revengerous compound.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's a little overpriced, but it's not as bad as some others that we have, so, out there.
Speaking of punching people in the face of the week. So, I'm pissed.
Oh, really?
I was regaling on, I don't care if I misuse that word, on some previous events in my life, or unlife, or energy, half-life, full, whatever. And I remember I had a little ruckus with the cosmic gods.
Ugh. Those guys.
You know, I hate them because here I was, and they gave me the Omni power.
What? How come you got the Omni power?
I guess they thought that I needed it, or I was going to use it appropriately. Not.
They don't know you too well. Aren't the cosmic gods supposed to have, like, all knowledge?
Yes. They have. They're a little above themselves.
They're a little dumb.
I think. A little dumb.
They don't know what to do with that knowledge.
I mean, I was getting ready to do what I wanted, which was I had successfully blown up the alphabet, and I punched the concept of dignity.
Now, I know those things got put back, but that's still pretty cool.
Yeah, I was getting ready to do something that I really wanted to do, which was turn all things that I didn't like into food. And they were like, hey, we're taking your Omni power back.
Oh, right in the middle of doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I was devastated. Because I was getting ready to eat, because I don't like a lot of things, so that was sad. And then all the stuff that I had done with it got reversed by that fucking jerk cosmic god.
You know, I've had my run-ins with them, and at the time I felt like, oh, you know, I'm on this interdimensional plane, and I'm fighting all these evil wraiths and what have you, but these cosmic gods really got my back. Like, they showed up right at the right time to, like, help me out. But then I later realized that the entire ordeal was of their doing as some sort of, like, trial or test for their amusement. And
they're all about that.
God.
You'd think that they would be above that sort of thing, or they'd be a little different than all the other omnipotent beings that exist in the omniverse. But they're not. They're not. They're just as fickle and arbitrary as all the others.
I would take a strange god over a cosmic god any day of the week. Any day of the week.
Yeah, me too.
Because the strange gods,
they're easier to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, they're
not more reliable.
They're not even Euclidean or Newtonian. And yet they still make more sense than these cosmic gods do. They're more consistent.
Yeah, and when you need the most, they're not even there. Even when the Omniverse is in direct peril, they won't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're worse than me when it comes to, like, acting on catastrophe.
If there's a moment where Dr. Tasty recognizes the need for interventionism and heroic daring do, and these guys don't, and they have ultimate power, like, what do they do? Like, who are they bestowing this ultimate power to? I remember one time I walked into a Ross to buy some, like, secondhand shoes, and one of the clerks there had the Omni power, and he was using it to, like, just be really good at helping customers. I'm like, alright, that's cool and all, and I'm glad he didn't go mad with power like so many other people do, but why the fuck give him the Omni power? Makes no sense.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's a pretty boring use of Omni power, if you ask me. I mean, you can do anything with Omni power.
Literally,
like, anything.
Anything.
Literally.
One time I was on a bus tour, and, like, we went to this restaurant, and this waitress had the Omni power, too. She served everybody, like, amazingly well for no apparent reason. It was just, like, a regular Red Lobster with some random, like, 22-year-old girl with the Omni power.
Did she make the cheddar biscuits, like, super good? Like,
yeah, and she, like, spawned them instantly.
All right, well, you know, I'm going to say that actually is a pretty good use of the Omni power, because I would like to have someone spawn infinite Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah, the cheddar biscuits are pretty
good.
There
were many Cheddar Bay biscuits to be had by all.
Are you sure, like, did it fill the restaurant? That was, like, hard to move around because there were so many Cheddar Bay biscuits?
No, we downed them just as fast as she could produce them.
Okay, I was going to say, because that's the appropriate amount. If it's, like, kind of at parity, but if they were filling up the restaurant and the entire town, because she could do that with the Omni power, then she went mad with power. So it sounds like she had a pretty good handle on it.
She could have made the empty space in the restaurant become sentient and dignified.
If she really wanted to, she could have given every human being the smell and consistency of Cheddar Bay biscuits. And then also given them all a terrible hunger so that they all ate themselves.
Actually, there are quite a lot of weird happenings at Red Lobster, and I'm starting to think that it's actually someone else using the Omni power to affect things at a Red Lobster.
Is there more than one person with the Omni power at a time, or is it only go
it's,
to like...
I mean, it's similar to the concept of the power cosmic, which I won't describe because I don't want to have to punch certain people in the face.
Lawyers.
But there's actually a page about Omni power on the wiki. It can be given to anyone at any time and as many people as you want. Usually it's not given to more than one person at a time, because then two people with Omni power might contend with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that would just make things weird. Also, if you get the idea to, like, destroy the cosmic gods with Omnipower, then that would cause an omniversal explosion or implosion, because you can do anything with Omnipower. So, like, imagine multiple people that can do anything. So someone tries to erase the cosmic gods from existence. Well, they have Omnipower, so they could prevent themselves from being erased from existence, and they could actually make that person erase from existence, or, you know, and that's just off the top of my head. Here's some uses of Omnipower. It says a mysterious person was once able to Omnipower and caused all of Earth's forests to blue loudly, the color blue. Evil Grimace used it to create a new life form that could fall into an idea and sweat internet. One with Omnipower can win at chess. Mm-hmm. Omnipower will get you the girls. Omnipower, yep, can erase your dad.
No.
An entire dimension eats Omnipower for church. If the wrong person holds Omnipower, their wishes evaporate off a song.
Aww. That's poetic. It's beautiful.
Many people wish to be adjacent to Omnipower's blonde. Omnipower,
I know right?
I mean, the possibilities are endless. If you have Omnipower, you can fuck time, you could be a dog, you can win the pizza, you can eat anything, you can reshape the universe, and you can even run the fastest.
Sounds pretty sweet. Where do I sign up? Hey, Dirkirsch, is there some kind of, like, arcane ritual that you could do to, like, harness the Omnipower and destroy the cosmic gods? You can whip that up.
I'd have to consult my look in my books.
That's that'll be
many rich leather-bound tomes.
Yeah, that sounds like a good research project.
There's some demon skin down there too.
Yeah.
But yeah, mostly human.
Apparently there is an Omnipower club. There's like
a real
group. And I think Harbjar is a member.
That's interesting. Because I'm a member of many clubs, and I have yet to be inducted into this one.
Well, we'll get on it. We need to be in on it.
Well, there are things I have discovered in my research recently.
Oh.
Revengers! Resemble! Reassemble?
Wait, we're assembled. We're already here for the podcast.
But, like, come closer.
Oh, okay. Did you say resemble? Like,
resemble what?
Like, look like.
Resemble a circle.
Okay.
And come here.
I am now a circle.
You are actually literally a circle.
That's quite impressive.
Okay.
You have
good job.
No edges. Anyway, I've consulted the great grimoires of Zin, and I've summoned Horrorgrath. Alas, I bent sight through the mists of time and confirmed my fear. You guys remember the bank job?
Which one was the bank? There in the, did we go to a bank?
Yeah, they were like robbing it.
It's the one with the,
they all like
Oompa Loompa Galoompas that had little Tommy guns.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those little guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
Say,
you weren't there, Bob.
I think this was before Bob Coffey's time. Yeah, I think this was before your time.
There was a Bob there, but
oh yeah,
it wasn't you.
Maybe in an alternate reality.
I think I was across the street, though. I do remember something. Tommy guns.
You probably have heard Commodore Bob talk about it. He never shuts up about how he saved the day. Ugh.
Yeah, he didn't even do anything.
Point.
Well, when they were robbing the bank, they told everybody to lie down on the floor and keep calm.
So?
John Dillinger used that phrase to send a message to every cultist in America during every single one of his Robin Hood-esque escapades. Who else knows about this?
It wasn't in any of the papers.
I have not seen it on the interwebs.
Well, that was the motto of the justified ancients of Mamu in the days of Diogenes. It dates back beyond the earliest days of Egypt to the island of Mu, before the tectonic shifts and cosmic smitings that brought rise to the primitive man-ape you call Norm.
Boring.
Norms.
That's okay. All wrong.
The Robinson Gang was attempting to steal the Codex of Nothingness Confrontation, a mysterious device I've crossed paths with before. Something must be done.
About what exactly?
If the gang was after the Codex, that could only mean one thing.
Sounds like some erratic, psychopathic gobbledygook.
No, you don't understand. I have to. We must. It must be done. Something must be done.
But what? Also, I don't care about any of this.
We have to use dark magic.
ooh, can I learn some dark magics? I every time I see you doing it, I have to admit, I'm a little bit jelly. I see like all the different colored salts. You've got like the pink Himalayan salt and like the blue Persian salt. There's like that orange Hawaiian salt. I want to do like sand art. That's what I want to do.
So half of those are desiccated people. That one's a desiccated demon.
Okay, well,
you it's not just sand.
Well, but that's cool. You'll let me do it though, right? Like I can like make a pretty pattern. Like you can tell me what pattern to do. I'll do like some, you know, dark occult symbol. But I just want to be the one to do it because I want to play with the colored sand.
Can I put peanut butter cups in my dark magic?
Oh, man.
No.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
There's so many dark mysteries involved that amateurs such as yourself.
With the different colored sands, can we put them in a Coke bottle and give it to our moms and stuff?
Yeah, for Mother's Day? Let's put the desiccated sand people into a Coke bottle. It'll look like a tie-dye thing.
Yeah.
It could have some unintended consequences because of all the dark magics involved.
What's a bomb?
I'm gonna mix this here. Hey, what's this chemical do?
Don't touch that.
Hey, whatever, man. I'm not in the lab right now. I can do any of this.
Technically, you're great. But no.
We had an agreement. I can do whatever I want as long as I'm not in the lab.
If you mix those together...
Dr. Tasty, I know you don't have the Omni power anymore, but can you make this orange juice flavored?
I can try by manipulating its energies. Energies.
Polarities and my powers. And there we go. We'll just pour it on... What was it supposed to go on now?
A Coke bottle?
It's supposed to go on this decapitated head that I kept from the robbery.
Ew. You kept that?
It's a souvenir.
I thought they were frozen in a block of acid.
Well, I don't just cut off somebody's head without having a reason.
Fair enough. Let's pour this bullshit on it.
And sprinkles.
It's like coming to life like in Prometheus. I hope it explodes.
One can only hope that it will explode after we receive the information we need.
All right, well, you're the interrogator, so...
What were you doing there at the bank?
We were trying to steal the Codex of Nothingness Confederation. Confabrication. Confederal.
What? It's a codex about nothing.
Ah, yes. The Codex. This isn't the first time I've crossed paths with this sinister device.
Well, what's it do? What's the big deal?
Legend holds that whoever controls the device is the ruler of the world.
Yeah, see, we're trying to rule the world, see? Trying to get all the money, see? Be on top of Apache of the wigwam, see?
Whoa.
What is going on?
I didn't know you had this power.
That's pretty cool. You're aging in reverse.
I didn't do this. It must have been something with the spell we've just cast.
Hey, your beard. It's no longer gray. Oh, it's gone. What happened to your beard, man?
What? We're not even in the compound anymore. The walls are melting.
Why are they bleeding?
What's this thingy?
That's it. That's the codex. Wait.
Let me see.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Great Greenblatt's ghost.
I don't think we're in a bank anymore.
Sentido della morte.
It's worse. It's much worse. It's my initiation to the Fortis Illuminatus!
Yeah, you're all, like, bound and gagged. Kinda kinky.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. We know new blood must stand the hounds of hell. And rot inside his corpse's shell. Initiate, prepare to die!
Guys, stop, you can't hear this.
Nah, cool. I'm just down.
No, it's secret.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Look, they got paddles! I knew this would be good.
You can't know this stuff.
Oh, it's proprietary.
You have been initiated into the greatest secrets of anybody baffled. You have learned the dreaded secrets of the gods. Something cheese. We now entrust you with great power.
What does that even mean?
Doesn't mean anything.
Are you in the Jewish Masonic Order of Turds? I think we always assumed you had to go through some kind of hazing, but...
Oh, this isn't hazing. No, this is initiations and rites of passage.
Yeah, that's right.
This is just one of the many, trust me. You don't want to know some of the other ones. This was just a little paddling and some, you know, bondage.
I mean... We really don't know anything about you and your past.
I never cared.
Well, where are we first now? Time I encountered the Codex, I was searching for it for my master. And that's why you'll find us here in the Caribbean. It was lost because every time somebody finds it, once they lose their powers, if the wizard that takes their powers doesn't get the book, then it gets warped to a random place on the planet.
Like the Dragon Balls?
No, not like the Dragon Balls.
Okay.
We gotta get all
hey,
seven.
Look, he's a pirate.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You're me?
He's an elf pirate.
Is this when you got your eye patch?
Yeah, I didn't even need it, but it's standard issue.
Yeah. Nice.
It came whenever I enlisted. Right here, I'm telling them that I was going to Sicily, but they're not gonna make it there.
Oh man, mutiny?
It gets pretty crazy.
Yeah, they all died. That's quite a way to go. It's like some end of Raiders of the Lost Ark shit.
Yeah.
How'd you do that, man? How come I never seen you do that?
Well, it's much easier back then because everybody was just made out of meat. And now we all have, like, watches and artificial hearts and
processed
blah, blah, blah.
We're mostly processed.
Yeah, and all the preservatives, too, are really hard to combat.
That's good. It's good
back
to know.
Then, it was easy. They were half rotten anyhow.
Is that part of why the Age of Magic is behind us?
Yeah.
Also, magic sucks.
I don't know, man. I don't know. He's washing up on this mystical island full of non-Euclidean maths and...
He's a pirate.
Yeah. It's like...
I still don't think this is any sort of magic. I think this is something else, because magic's terrible.
But look how, like, all the cool little, like... kind of transparent shrouds that are floating and flying in a circle around this island. That's pretty badass. He had to kill and take the life essence of every pirate on the ship, I guess, for some reason, right?
I needed to protect myself against these creatures to try to prevent them from stealing my actual personal soul.
You know, you're the one that's close to you.
Yeah, and the more... replacement souls you have, the better, usually, in these sorts of situations. Because here I'm searching for this, like, entrance into a cave system, and who knows where it is. It could be, like, where I was just standing, because it's non-Euclidean.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere and nowhere and behind you and in front of you all at the same time.
Having extra souls, is that like having extra lives in a video game?
Yes.
This explains a lot of things, actually. This is like... why you've been alive for so long, and this is what magic is good for. Look, Dr. Tasty, I know you don't need to worry about it because you don't age, but for regular meat sacks like us, that's a pretty good, it's a pretty good deal. If you're starting to age, just steal someone's life force, and their essence is yours.
I guess that makes sense.
And if that person has magic, you get their magic.
How do we get through? How do we get through these catacombs, anyways?
You just squeeze a little.
I mean, I guess we'll just follow like, you, since
yeah, they're over here.
I mean, the other you, like the you in the past that we're following, because
we could just follow him and see what he's doing, and we'll find out where this thing is before the Robinson gang gets it, because it just goes missing all the time.
Man, this is just starting to feel like some time fuckery.
Ooh, what is that? Aha, Excelsior. My masters will be pleased, but will they allow me to receive such knowledge?
It's a weird accent you used to have.
It sounded like riffraff.
I'm bored. I want to go
That's
home.
That's just how everybody talked back then.
So wait, once he gets the codex, what's he going to do?
Well, after this, we're going to return to the Great Masonic Hall here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to receive my final pin.
Oh, nice.
And become an official Illuminati Durgans of the Scotch Connecticut.
You know what that is, but it sounds like a cool, like, frat house kind of party. So, are we gonna get drunk afterwards?
Oh, yeah, look at the pile of solo cups.
I don't like that, but they're more like severed arms.
I'm bored. Can we, like, I have an idea. Let's steal the codex.
Yeah, you said it was powerful and, like, you needed it, and you want to prevent other people from getting it, right?
Yeah, sure, but I don't really... I don't need to control the universe or the planet or anything like that.
I wanted to eat it, not use it.
Either way, the bad people won't get it because you're going to steal it right now, as opposed to sitting here and going through every single flashback of the Codex's existence. We'll just steal it now and go back into the future.
I don't think that's how it works, though.
Look, Bob Coffey's good at stealing. I think he stole some shit out of our fridge.
Bit of a clip, though.
Oh, Coach, you're a little skeptical, but you get to beat up magic guys.
I haven't beat up magic guys in a while. That is true.
Most of them are pretty old, yeah.
I mean,
it'll be fun.
And then I'll just use my powers to bring us back into the present. Or, Dekirsh, you could use your powers to just end this flashback. All right, ready? No plan?
Ready.
No plan on three. One, two, three.
No!
Chaos!
Dr. Tasty's...
Take that
thing!
Blast! Stop hitting yourself.
Hey, Breshvik, let's do that power sphere thing again.
Oh, yeah.
Power sphere!
Die, Revengeress, if that's in fact what you're called.
Got it. Let's go.
Here
we go.
They're getting
you. I got it.
Stop.
All right, let's get out of here, you guys.
Excellent.
Let's
good.
Let's return to the now.
Tassi.
Whoa! I feel all grimy. Were we just sitting in this room the whole time? Like some kind of fucking
what?
Heroin addicts or something?
That's loco.
I certainly feel like I'm coming down from somewhere.
It smells like somebody shit their pants, too.
Santa's not here.
That's true. I don't know what that was. Well, whatever happened, we've got this little stupid paper thing. Do you want it?
Yes, that's what we need. Now the Robinson gang will never get it, and it'll save us a lot of trouble in the long run, I'm certain.
Yeah, I'm sure nothing in history was changed. Right? I mean, I don't feel any different.
I don't know. Maybe they made their own copy of it and, you know, tried to hide the fact that we stole it and they look like a bunch of fucking chumps.
Yeah, chumps. Oh, seriously though, next time we time travel, I'm not gonna do it this way. That was weird.
I don't even know how we did it. Like, what did you guys even mix together?
I don't
you just fucked everything up and I don't know what happened,
dude. We travel through time all the time.
Yeah, I just thought I don't want to do this way. It was like, it was the magic equivalent, it was the occult equivalent of mashing buttons. Man, I'm all about it.
I don't remember anything from like 1620 to like 1680.
Oh, really?
So that might be a problem.
Eh, whatever.
If there's something important, I don't know.
That was a shit decade anyways. Well, after a long day of horrible science and watching magic in your eyeballs television, I guess that's it for this week. We don't have a product because Santa's not here. Does anybody have a product they've never used?
I've never used shower spray.
I've never used Santa's bathroom.
I don't.
Because have you seen it in there?
I don't want to think about that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's encrusted in pornography
and other things. So I think the product that we can say that we have never used is Santa's bathroom.
Why would you?
For the low, low price of getting into the Revengerous compound and going to Santa's quarters and going into Santa's bathroom, you can have Santa's really, really,
it's
really
awful.
Dirty,
it's
disgusting,
and frankly, his whole
shitty
quarters,
bathroom.
His whole quarters are basically...
And it probably
might catch a disease.
Probably doesn't even have good water pressure, but we all know that it's a great product because Santa's never used it.
I mean, that place, his bathroom's so terrible. That's like the one thing I won't let make all the other interns do is go in there and clean that place. Like, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. I mean, we're not.
I'm trying to make it clones of them just to clean the bathrooms.
Like single serving clones.
Not even clones. Ew.
Yeah, you have to like tie a rope around their ankle in case you need to drag them out.
So the product this week is Santa's bathroom. We've never used it, but we're not recommending that you use it.
Not yeah.
That is if you can make it there without losing your mind in the many corridors of the Reventurous compound.
That's right. So thank you for joining us in the compound this week. Thank you, Dekirsch, for that horrifying and far too revealing glimpse into your past.
And, well, that's why you can't touch my stuff.
Well, I guess you're right, Dekirsch. I haven't learned my lesson. That's all for this week, but what do we always tell them?
Stay away from the cookie jar.
And our fridge.
Stay away from Santa's bathroom.
Stay away from our compound in general. Unless you're bringing us a pizza.
No raisins on the pizza, or olives, or any of that crap.
And if you are a pizza man, and you're in danger, we will come and save you, because we will want the pizza as payment, even though you'll probably get fired. But you'll be alive! And if we can't save you...
You're fucked.
You're fucked. Great Greenblatt's ghost!